See it. Hey guys, we're going live. Baby, I forgot to be ready for the countdown. Do I have to do the countdown still?
No, I mean, sure. Whatever you want.
Hey guys, I'm supposed to do a countdown in the beginning so that we have time to do fun things and stuff, but I forgot.
Sure, Rebel.
I was getting, you know, we're getting started a little bit late. Do, 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 do. Okay, Instagram is doing its usual thing.
Yeah.
Do, do, do. Good morning, United States of America.
All right.
Wait. All right. Good morning. Good morning. Hey, you guys. Benjamin and I decided we would visit you this morning. Again, we are shooting for Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., you guys. So just be on the lookout. This Thursday, I have a really exciting guest, a real-life Hollywood filmmaker, real-life Hollywood producer. I got to ask Chris how to say his last name correctly. Diebiec? Chris Diebiec? D-E-B-I-E-C. Y'all, he's going to be here. I got to change the time on it, though, because he's going to be joining me at 10. These Hollywood types, they don't get up early, y'all. They want to sleep in. So we're going to be starting at 10 o'clock Thursday morning. We're going to get started a little bit late. But again, we're going to be shooting for 8 a.m. I to be honest, who else is struggling with the daylight savings change?
Pretty rough.
I was waking up very consistently, 5:30, 6 o'clock, and it was already, the sun was rising. So the sun was rising. I would wake up naturally, and then I'd be like, oh, wow. And then I would get up and I would frolic about my day.
I've never seen you do.
Yeah, I did this. I went.
And I woke up happy. That's frolicking.
It's not how that went. But,
What?
No.
What are you trying to say?
I've never done that.
Yeah, it usually goes more like this.
Wow. It's usually more like I'm a morning person. I'm a morning person. That means this. I'm a morning person. You know what? That, you're right. That actually typically is. Yeah, that's pretty much more what it's like.
And that way, it gets me up out of, I have to like pray to Jesus to get out of bed. Yeah. Notice the hat. I've got my hat on. I got a little Jesus this morning because I'm needing it. Michael Valdez, you're just waking up. We're also just waking up. Okay, that's not exactly true, but we're just kind of getting up and around.
Yeah.
And we said, you know, I said, you know what? I'm trying to do the show. I'm trying to do a morning show. How about I not be a giant wussy? I was going to use a different word. I stopped myself.
That's good.
Okay, you guys. I just had to comment on the whole Tyson Food thing. The whole Tyson Food thing. And I'm laughing because it hit me. And I'm sure I'm not allowed to say this. I'm sure a video is going to get demonetized and I'm probably going to have to like beep myself like this. It's the great theory. The great replacement theory. Did I do it right that time? Did I get it right?
Mostly.
Mike, this is my first cup of coffee. Notice I'm not even using good trigger discipline to hold my mug. Okay. Bad trigger discipline. This is good trigger discipline. Not good trigger discipline. But you know, it's my mug. It's actually technically Benjamin's mug, but I commandeered it today because look at how fun this is. There's a place. Michael, you're in Florida. You can go to this place, Lock and Load Miami. You can shoot a 50 caliber gun. You can shoot a fully automatic rifle.
Yeah.
They had a bunch of different stuff there. They had tons. Not that I've been there because I would never go to a place with firearms ever, of course. But yeah. Mike, you should go there. It's really fun. You can shoot really big guns, and the guys are really cool. It's like a bunch of ex-military people and a bunch of people who are really cool. It's a gun museum. Anyway, yeah, so we got to talk about this Tyson Foods. What I think is super funny about it is we keep getting called conspiracy theorists and psychos if we say anything like the great replacement as if it's a real thing. And then you have people at Tyson Foods literally saying, yeah, we hired a bunch of immigrants for our Tennessee plant, or a bunch of asylum fraudsters for our Tennessee plant. And if we could, we would hire 42,000 more. That is the quote. Let me see. Where is it? In a statement to Fox Business on the shuttering of the Iowa factory, a Tyson spokesperson said the closure emphasizes our focus to optimize the efficiency of our operations to best serve our customers. Huh. Their customers? Do you think it's for their customers?
The efficiency of operations part is interesting to me.
It sounds more like maybe shareholders, like maybe the institutional shareholders like BlackRock and Vanguard, ladies and gentlemen, because that's who it is. You got we did a little bit of research. You know, everybody online is talking about this and some people are not giving you great information. And I'll admit I was one of the people who heard some of the stuff and I was like, that is terrible. And here's the deal. The situation is terrible. It's stupid and lame, but it's maybe not quite as bad as some people are saying. They're saying that, you know, I heard one story that said they just fired all of their staff at a plant and hired illegals. And that's not what happened. What happened was they closed a plant in Iowa. And instead of relocating those people, at least as far as I can tell, or making some other adjustments, they went to New York City and hired over 1,000 asylum fraudsters and are now bringing them to Tennessee to work at the plant. So they're bringing them to work at the plant. They're giving them childcare and legal services. That's what Tyson Foods is doing. So does that sound like they care about their customers? Okay, where was the, where's the quote from the social justice person at Tyson Foods? It was in this article. What do you think about all this, Benjamin?
One, quick blush. Have no idea who's a fraudster and who's not, so I'm not going to say that. I do think that, it feels like when people talk about, like, what is it, union breaking, whatever it's called. My question is, why'd you close the plant? And then why did you relocate the plant? And more importantly, your statements should have fielded those questions. If there was like a legitimate, hey, we need more people in this area, fine, say that and be done with it. And this plant wasn't profitable, fine, say that. When I worked for Sprint and they closed a plant in Killeen, about 30 miles away, they had another place for Nextel, and they just kind of moved the ones of us who were willing to go there to that job where they could find slots for most of us, which they were able to do. But you got to say something. You can't just come out with a DEI statement on the back end, firing 1,000 people, and then, like, you know how this looks.
Well, and that's that. You know what? It's crazy. I will say, I'm going to play devil's advocate for about 1 second. Okay, for about 30 seconds. I will tell you, as a small business owner and as a person, you guys, anybody who's been watching me for a while, you know I have a bookkeeping and operations management company. Okay, we do accounting and bookkeeping for our customers. We also do operations management. So as an example, we've got one client builds custom cabinets and we help with the interior, like, you know, like getting books done, payroll, you know, finding somebody to manage the website, do all of these things. But when it comes to getting anybody who's willing to do any kind of manual labor, it's been nearly impossible for all of my clients. And here's the thing. It's not just manual labor. It's high level services like architects. It's high level services like nurses, doctors. People do not want to go to work. Okay? They don't want to have to go into a job.
Do you want
to? I don't. I'm not any different. Here's the deal.
Put it out.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Here's the difference. I worked my ass off to try to make a business that would allow me to make enough money to work part-time so that I would have the ability to do the things that I want to do. But guess what? That took sacrifice going to college. It took 25 years of building my career.
25.
Okay, well, actually, I guess I started my own business 10 years ago. So 15 years of working in my field diligently underneath other people, honing my skills, getting better. And then I was able to make my own business that I can adjust my life. But if you don't want to get good at a skill, If you don't like, so I maybe Tyson Foods can't find anybody to work for them, and that's why they want to hire 42,000 more illegal immigrants. Here's I found it where they said it. Okay, so here it is. Oops, let's do this layout like this.
I know why they don't want to hire people.
Why?
Give me the baby voice.
Minnie, I want to be a YouTuber. I want to be an influencer. I want to be a TikToker. I don't want to ever have to work for anything. I don't want to have to struggle or strive. I don't want to have to practice or get good at anything. Can't I just show my butthole on the internet?
Wow, we're saying that
now. Can I say that? Can I just show my butthole on the internet?
Yeah, y'all, be an OnlyFans. Thank you, Harvey Peck. Happy birthday to me. Yes, y'all, it is my birthday today. It's my birthday.
Happy birthday, Erica. Erica, it's your birthday. There it is.
I'm into it. Okay, so anyway, that was me playing devil's advocate for about 1 second. Now we're going to go back to the fact that Tyson Foods sucks. Okay, so let's Bud Light. I think Bud Light is now a verb, right? Bud Light is now a verb. I think we're going to Bud Light Tyson. We're going to Bud Light Tyson.
Same number of syllables, boycott.
So. Boycott, Bud Light.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds the same. So we're going to Bud Light Tyson. Oh, wait, where's my phone? I took a screenshot of all of the. Oh, and for real, you guys, look at who owns Tyson Foods. First two, Vanguard and BlackRock.
Just want to be very clear. We love our lives.
I'm not suicidal.
You don't say the words.
Oh.
On the internet.
Oh, I'm not suicidal.
Yeah. Yeah, love our lives.
Yep, very happy.
I would never depart early. Mm-mm. Never going to take the early flight.
Nope.
Ellis. Never going to take the early
flight. Especially with anything that goes pew-pew, because that would like... Mm-hmm. Be a downer on our message about firearms,
yep,
and 2A mm-hmm. ownership and how important that is.
Yep.
How you need to be strapped up.
Yep.
What was it George Washington said? Stay strapped or get clapped.
Yeah, he said something like that.
Pretty sure it's George
Washington. Somewhere in there.
So anyway,
the Declaration of Independence preamble. I don't know.
So. Yeah. So Tyson Foods, the hiring manager, this section right here announced it's shuttering its Iowa pork factory. Okay. So at a time when, you guys, we've been hearing stories for a couple of years now about food plants having fires, burning down, all of these things being taken over, tons of meatpacking plants and other things being purchased by China, as an example. Some huge percentage of pork now comes from China. So instead of getting pork... Mm. Raised and grown in America, we're importing pork from China that does not have human rights laws. You know, they literally send us toxic materials that they send over here. Anybody who can remember five, 10 years ago when an entire neighborhood, I think in North Carolina, had to be ripped down because all the building materials were toxic. They came from China. Okay, a country that hates you, you want to buy food from them? A country that is shipping fentanyl over here to kill Americans? Literally waging chemical war on the United States. We want to buy pork from them. Oh my God, who thinks that's a good idea? Who thinks that's a good idea? So, shuttering the factory, 1,000 jobs lost, and then they went and hired migrants in Manhattan for positions at a Tennessee plant. And then, look at this. The company's corporate social responsibility executive said, "We would like to employ another 42,000 if we could find them." Ladies and gentlemen, that means, based on what this person is saying, they have 42,000 jobs available, and they want to fill them with migrants instead of you.
It's kind of hard to... pretend like you're not being replaced.
Where's my tinfoil hat? Where's my tinfoil hat? Because I'm pretty sure I was told that I was a crazy person. And anybody who said that there was any attempt at replacing the white people or whatever, that or replacing Americans, we were told that we're crazy. And yet you literally have companies saying we're replacing Americans with migrants.
Yeah.
What am I missing, Benjamin?
I don't think you are missing anything. Anybody who does not, you have to not be able to, I don't know, read to not see what's happening. I don't think that people don't agree in, you know, the fact that people want to replace white people. Like, I'm hearing people say that outright.
Oh, yeah.
There are too many white people.
Joy Reid, hello? We want
more mixed people and blah, 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 blah. I'm hearing people say, oh, we're going to be super mixed by, you know, year 2040 or whatever. And that's a good thing. This is stuff that is being said by people. So that it's not like some theory where they're telling you that they're doing it. I think they're just saying that they don't think it's a bad thing. It's not being articulated. They think that there's nothing wrong with that, and that's fine. But I guess the question I'd have to ask those same people is, what if we were saying that we don't want there to be as many pure blood African descent individuals in America?
Would people, you mean, be get okay? rid of all the black people?
Would people that be, yeah, would people be okay with that? If we said, no, we want to blend that with Latin and white and all the other things. What if you said that about Puerto Ricans and Mexican people? And you said, you know, we don't want a bunch of pure blood Puerto Ricans, Mexicans running around, even though, you know, there's obviously there's African roots in a lot of Spanish and Hispanic cultures. But if you said, I don't want you to have that pure lineage, quote unquote, pure lineage, we want to blend all that stuff together, and we think that that's best. I think people would have a problem with that.
Yeah. We've got a comment from Annoyed Dragon. Everybody knows the corporations don't want to pay American wages. You are correct. And then she said, I don't think it's about replacement. I think it's about cheap labor. No, that yes and yes. Okay. It's to replace Americans with cheap labor. And that's what I don't know that it's necessarily I think for some people it is a racial thing. I definitely think for some people it is a racial thing. Mm-hmm. But it's inevitable that at some point this was going to come back to our shores. Okay. Yeah. If as a policy, the United States government decided that we should offshore all of our manufacturing. Mm-hmm. They sent nearly all of the manufacturing of our medicines, our drugs, our PPE, as they say. Almost everything that matters is no longer manufactured in this country. It's manufactured in places like China with cheap slave labor. And Americans, real talk, I don't want to sound like AOC, you guys. Don't make
me sound like AOC. Don't do it.
But I mean, that real talk. It is these greedy corporations. They are about when we're talking about BlackRock and Vanguard. Okay. They care about their stockholders. They care about their bottom line. They don't care about you. They don't care that you have a job. They don't care that the middle class is thriving and that we have an excellent economy that lifts up everyone, even those in poverty. They don't care. They care about their pocketbooks. It's corporate greed, you guys. And oh, God, I hate it. I sound like
AOC. You don't sound like AOC. That was being said before AOC.
It's true. Even people, dude, Bernie Sanders, bro. Okay. This is how I knew that Bernie Sanders was a sellout. Okay. And Dan, I see your question. Just so you know, we're going to get to that. You know, Bernie Sanders used to know, and it sounds like he's starting to come back to this again, that illegal immigration hurt the poorest Americans the most. It depresses American wages, it depresses our economy, and it makes things worse for the poorest among us. And he used to say that. And that's why he used to have support from people like me. Even though I disagreed with his other stuff, he at least used to understand the cost and the consequences for lower class Americans. And then, and again, AOC says stuff like that. She supposedly cares. And then she's like, no,
people are illegal. And we should just take everyone. Well,
the easy test to run, like we say, with all these things, you bring them down to the basic level and you see people who want to take on those responsibilities themselves. How many of the people in office are housing migrants in their homes, legal or illegal? How many of them are willing to live on the border next to the places where they think people should be able to just walk into our country? Are they okay with that? When they go to work, don't they have walls and security and chains and cops and stuff? So why would it not be okay for us regular peasants to want the same things. And when you start to look at it in a, like, you simplify it like that, you realize that they're not doing any of the things they're thinking we're supposed to be doing, and they're not going to suffer any of the real consequences of it. It's just not how that works.
Mm-hmm. Dan asked, do many illegals sneak through the Vermont border with Canada? Absolutely, Dan. They are seeing, because there's so much attention now at the southern border and because it's so much more treacherous, and because Canada does not require you to have a visa or any other kind of green card or anything to travel there, we've now seen an astronomical spike of border crossings in the, from the north. And it's not just Vermont. It's Vermont, New York, Maine, New Hampshire. Who else is on the border? Michigan, Washington. I'm trying to remember who else is all along the top. But you can tell it's been a minute since my geography class. Okay?
Geometry is not my greatest of subjects. So I was never great at the geometrics, as it were.
Okay, so this is a great question, Annoyed Dragon asked. Right, but which party is voting for tax cuts for the rich and loopholes for their taxes? See, okay, so this is awesome. Great question. Both of them are voting for those things. Republicans and Democrats vote for those things. It is not one way or another. Now, yes, technically, you had the Trump tax cuts a few years ago. But even my old boss, okay, one of my mentors, Colleen Montgomery, formerly Montgomery and Granite, she sold her partnership and has moved on. But awesome, awesome accountant, wicked lib, okay? Love her. I love Colleen. She is a wicked lib, because I used to be. But it's really, I mean, she's just a really kind, thoughtful person. She really just wants everybody to be okay. Anyway, even she went on the news and admitted that the tax cuts were better for lower and middle class Americans. Everyone in America made more money because of the Trump tax cuts, and the people that benefited the most were lower and middle class Americans. And this is not a person who would want to give Trump any kind of credit. That's why I quote her, because if Colleen knows, she was a tax accountant. She did people's taxes, so she saw the difference.
And the main thing I would say that I've recognized my entire life is that the people in office all make money from the passive side of income. They're not active. They're not employees. That's not how they make most of their money. Look at a politician's wages and look at what they're worth. It's not because they're saving their paychecks. It's not what they're doing.
Oh, no.
It's passive income. All the people who make these laws and pass these laws are business owners, at best, high-level self-employed business owners and passive income investors. Yep. You cannot realistically fight that. You can't. What you need to do is I was taught when I was a very young man first getting into business and people talk to me about money, older men, they said, align with the tax laws. You need to understand the tax laws, because these people don't want to give up their money.
Yeah.
So they're going to make a bunch of laws to keep the money in their pocket.
That's right.
And you just have to figure out which ones of those you could take advantage of. And there's a ton of them that we can take advantage of if we are strategic.
But this is also why I am a big proponent of the flat tax. And I know that that has negative connotation and people don't like to hear it. But I can tell you, as a accounting professional, having done taxes and auditing and general ledger accounting for the last 25 years, I can tell you that our tax system is absolute okay. It is absolute. You said it, Benjamin. It is written by people who write it in a way so as to advantage themselves and disadvantage other people. And in my opinion, if there is a requirement for being a citizen of the United States, paying taxes, okay, which that's a whole other separate conversation because taxes are theft, okay? But whatever. Let's say I agree that I have to pay taxes as a citizen. Why do you then make it so difficult that I have to then pay someone $400 an hour to interpret what your stupid laws are to determine what percentage of my income I have to pay you?
Yeah.
That's not okay. That's not right.
I don't trust the government. So I'll come at it from that perspective. The more convoluted they make rules and laws, the easier it is for them to find any reason to come after you later.
Screw you over.
And regardless if we go all taxes, no taxes, whatever we go with, the thing is, when people, I call it the confusion play. When they can make something so convoluted that you need attorneys and lawyers to interpret, and there can be all these different angles, normally I feel like I'm getting scammed or I'm getting set up for a scam. It's like a cop, if they stare at you long enough, they can find something to arrest you on.
Yeah.
I don't the idea that the tax code is written in such a way where that's also very likely
and
possible.
And just so everybody's listening, there's been a bunch of new laws, taxes, IRS that are coming up that I'm fielding as an accounting professional and that we're having to address for my clients. I'm going to be doing some episodes, some shows on that coming up. I haven't decided if I'm going to do it here as Generally Irritable or on my as an accountant with my accounting practice. I'm thinking about starting a podcast for that and helping small businesses to plan and get this stuff, because I don't necessarily want those conversations to be clouded by politics. Thank you, Annoyed Dragon. That is like the best. That is the best compliment. Healthy conversation. That's what it's all about. How do we figure this out? Because this is the thing. I call myself a conservative, not because I necessarily, you know, because of whatever people think conservative means. I just hate the government and I think they suck. And I see them trying to screw people over all the time. And I see it most. You guys, we see it in the news all the time, but I see it most clearly through my accounting practice. And that's what I like. This isn't about politics. This isn't right or left, red or blue, Republican or Democrat. The government is not for you. And it doesn't matter how much they lie to you and tell you, oh, we're going to do this for you and we're going to give you. I got student loan forgiveness. I'm one of the people who benefited from student loan forgiveness. I didn't get my loan forgiven. Y'all just gave me back my money.
Yeah. And so it's funny because I didn't have any student loans. So my money also went to it. So it's like a trade-off.
Okay, honey, hold on 1 second. I gotta go. I need to refill my coffee. I'm gonna leave Benjamin in charge for a minute.
What? I don't.
Oh. Should we stop? Should we end?
You got it. Don't you have to get ready for the other show?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I was just looking over the Daily Chronicle top 5 news stories.
Oh, okay.
Two more suspects sought in drug murder.
Oh God. March 12th. Hold on. This is what Jerry said. This is why they want a crypto society. Yes, that is correct. So again, okay, Jerry. Okay, you're gonna have to wait until I come out with my other one for about business stuff. This is the deal, you guys. They are spying on you. We now know for sure that they are spying on you. They are spying on your bank accounts. They are looking for transactions over $600. They are looking for things. They did not hire 90,000 new armed IRS agents to go after the 1,000 billionaires there are in this country. They're coming for you. Okay. Because they know that you can't afford the representation. They know that you probably couldn't afford the CPA to do your taxes to make sure you didn't get in trouble. They're coming for you. And so,
of course,
again, this is why I'm a conservative. Call me conservative, call me a libertarian, call me whatever. Get rid of the government because they suck.
Well, I know we always say that. Let's break.
Let's shrink the government to a size that actually would be meaningful. And but yes, the crypto stuff.
Local.
Yeah, Jerry, the crypto stuff is absolutely so they can spy on you and track you. They do not want you to have cash. They do not want you to be able to transact with people. They don't. What is it? Oh, it's in the first. Oh, my God. It's the First Amendment. Freedom of association. Okay, I'm going to get some more coffee. Benjamin, you going to read the news?
Sure, I'll read some of
you
the
read
news.
You read some news.
I'll read some of the news.
I'm going to get some coffee.
One of the things that sucks about the government when you talk about Bitcoin and all that is like, you know, I watched the documentary. I think they were saying that they actually do have a way. Some of them do have a way to actually get access to some of the code. And, you know, the government has a monopoly on violence. So if they can't do it the legal way, they could always just threaten you with imprisonment or whatever crazy stuff, because it's the government. Funnily enough, we're talking about this. I was just reading a comment on one of our other posts, and someone said, made a comment about Erica talking about not trusting the government. And they said, it sounds like you're trying to make a point without, I can't remember the wording exactly, without having to prove any facts or whatever. And I responded, because sometimes I respond to these comments on YouTube, and because they're funny. And plus, you monetize your haters. You know, you can hate what we're doing, what we're saying. Please like and comment. Thumbs down and comment, because it's still engagement, still gets tracked. So I just decided to respond to one of them. And it was very interesting because they were trying to make it like a point that she wasn't saying something specific. And I'm like, no. That is the point. You can apply, I don't trust the government, to every single discussion dealing with laws, politics, whatever. And you should. The government actually wants you to not trust it. The people who made the government didn't trust it. The founders didn't trust the government. And then the government doesn't trust the people. So we are supposed to be skeptical of one another. We're supposed to pay attention and watch things that way.
That's right.
It's the best way to move forward. There's nothing wrong with being skeptical of people who have all access to all of your money, all of the power. They can surveil you. Yeah. Like, you're supposed to be skeptical.
They have a monopoly on violence, okay? The government has a monopoly on violence.
Gotta be skeptical.
Why would you trust those people? Why would you trust those people? This is a whole way. Wait. Okay, this is how it goes. Okay, you ready? Okay, so I'm a government official, and I'm like, you know what?
You can't be trusted with guns. Also, police can't be trusted with guns because they're racist and you're racist. So we're going to take everyone's guns and everyone's ability to protect themselves.
But we're going to keep ours. We're going to keep our guns as the government, and we're going to tell you what you are and are not allowed to do or say. Dude, you think
that we're stupid? You think that so you want to take away my ability to protect myself, and then you're going to take away the group of people that is paid to protect me, even though I don't know why I would trust them anyway, because you told me that they're istophobes. Mm-hmm. And who's left?
You're saying their institution is fundamentally racist. Cops, we've had guards since forever. I mean, in Africa, we had guards and warriors.
Here's the thing.
Let that go. We'll just let that part go. The point is, there's nobody filling the gap.
What? You want Joe Biden's army?
I've seen a couple.
To be the only ones out there
guns? I've seen a couple places. I forget the new place I saw that says they don't have cops on guard between the hours of 3 to 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm seeing that more and more. Like,
big cities, Memphis.
Do you think criminals don't understand that you don't have enough cops? Like criminals aren't dumb.
No, literally. Like,
they can do math.
This was even, okay, this, bro. Okay, this was 20 years ago, at least. It was a long time ago. The Vergennes Police Department went on strike. Okay, Vergennes, for those of you who do not know, is the smallest city in the United States, and it happens to be in Vermont. Okay. So Vergennes Police Department, I do not remember the circumstances, but they went on strike. This is a small town. Okay. It doesn't even really matter if these cops go on strike because everybody's got guns, and guess what? It's going to take them an hour to get there anyway. Am I painting my picture here? Norm MacDonald on Saturday Night Live on the news program did a whole thing about how, police department in Vergennes, Vermont goes on strike. And then he leans over and he picks something up and he goes, note to self, loot and riot Vergennes, Vermont.
I mean.
Okay, that was a comedian making a joke about a small town. We can't do a whole ton of damage, okay?
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen in Chicago, Memphis, any of these other big cities? It's happening in Vermont, in Burlington, Vermont, with only 50,000 people. Mm-hmm. We now have record homicides, gun violence, all the stuff that never used to happen.
We got to wrap it. Let's talk a little bit about it. So,
okay.
Top five news stories of the week. Two more suspects sought in drug murder. This is Vermont. This stuff is all Vermont. Murder victim, a member of a well-known local family, was associated with drug traffickers. Her bullet-riddled body was found stuffed in a metal can on the Missisquoi River.
Missisquoi.
Missisquoi. That's okay. River.
That is wild.
That is amazing. Let's see. Vermonters should do everything they can to stop Trump, Scott says. Governor Scott says he's open to voting for Democrat Joe Biden again.
Because he's a douche.
Because he's not a, well, he doesn't like Trump and he's not really a Republican.
You know what? I don't have to be nice to Phil Scott anymore. I don't have to try to be cool, okay? Because I'm not a Republican in Vermont anymore. And that fool is never going to sign my pardon application. For those of you who don't know, but most of you do, I'm a recovering addict, an alcoholic, and I've been on this road for 15 years tomorrow. And that's crazy. Anyway, he has had my pardon application on his desk for 8 years. No, 6 years. I don't want to be a liar. 2018, 6 years. He's had my pardon application. I had a nonviolent felony. It was my, like, I'd not been in trouble before. Long story short, nonviolent. The judge threw the book at me. This is absolutely something that's pardonable. It's even expungible, and the state of Vermont will not do it. It's hard to believe that it's not politically motivated, given that all kinds of other people have been had their cases expunged and things like that. But no pardon application. Point is, Governor Scott sucks. He's not a Republican. You're not a Republican. You can't call yourself a Republican if you don't believe in or uphold the party platform. Sorry, you're not. You can say that you are a conservative leaning, which no, you can't, because he's not even remotely conservative. You're not a Republican, Phil Scott. You're not. Stop lying. Stop lying.
Got it.
Okay. That was my soapbox. I'm done.
So, UVM doctor cited for sex crime with child. The Underhill man will face charges in a Washington County courthouse today.
Oh, no.
That's unfortunate.
Oh, my God. Annoyed Dragon. The channel, it's going to be I Love Your Money. My accounting practice is called I Love Your Money. You can go to iloveyourmoney.net. Shoot us a note. Shoot us a comment if you have any questions. And be on the lookout for that podcast coming out the next couple weeks.
Yeah. Roper. Senate President Pro Tem's disgraceful anti-small D...
Rob, you're such a dork.
So stupid. Small D.
Wait, hold on. Say it again.
Pro Tem's disgraceful anti-small D Democratic rant.
He says Brutal senators to ignore voters and dictates to media how to report. It's exciting stuff, folks. That's what's going on.
Oh, thank you. Gurga? Pedic? Nice mug. Thank you. Lock and load Miami, baby.
Vermont. Okay.
What else you got?
So, no, that's the top stories from the week here. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Jerry agrees that Governor Scott isn't full, just for the record.
We're trying to play nice here. We don't need to do that.
We don't. Oh, Annoyed Dragon, 10 years, baby. Nice job.
I think there's a lot that people can learn from some of those programs.
Oh, yeah.
How to do life better.
Yeah. How to not suck.
Yes.
As a human being.
Don't be a
butthole.
I'm not going to say that.
Oh, wait. No, wait. You can say it. Ready? Did I do it right?
You did. It was great.
Okay.
Teamwork.
You guys, can you tell how much fun I'm having with this soundboard?
The soundboard's on her side now.
I'm so excited. And we have some new sound bites that we're going to be loading up. Basically.
Yeah.
Have you got that down for me yet?
No.
I'll do it for me, baby.
24 hours.
Okay, keep going. Gotcha. What you got?
No, I think those are the major stories that's there from this week. The highlights. You know, in Vermont, Daily Chronicle now has the VDC TV. That's
cute. Oh, hey.
They had a first episode. Congrats to everybody over there.
Yep. Those are our people. Shout out to Guy Page.
Yeah.
Doing work that the well-paid mainstream media will not do in Vermont. So if you guys, if you get Vermont Daily Chronicle in your email and you are not a supporter, go to the website today, look for the donate or support link. I don't remember what it says on the page. Let me see. And support local reporting that's legit and that you're not going to get from WCAX or 7 Days or whatever the other rag is that is a bunch of liar faces.
Oh, yeah. Also, former President, this is from 1440, former President Donald Trump's attorneys claim Trump has been unable to secure a full bond for the $454 million judgment in New York civil fraud case, citing rejections from 30 underwriters over bonds large size.
Oh, yeah.
Trump must cover the bond by March 25th to avoid enforcement while he appeals the case.
Y'all, okay, I'm not even going to touch that.
Interesting right stuff with that.
Bruh. Okay, you guys, check this out. Vermont Daily Chronicle. See? Subscribe right here. Boom, on the website. Click here. I think the suggested amount is $9 a month. That's what we're doing to support Vermont Daily Chronicle. If you can do more, do more. Love it. Okay.
Median Vermont is incredibly slanted. But on that note, I think we've got to wrap.
Oh, yeah. And on that note, you know what? Actually, I know we said we were going to do a minute. You guys, I just want to give a shout out. I get a ton of compliments on my jewelry, on my Riz, on my.
On my Riz.
Right? That's what it, or drip? Riz. No, drip. I get a lot of compliments on my drip. Okay. I'm trying to be hip, you guys. So I just want to say, I got new earrings from Miss Gosha Meyer Jewelry. If you can see them, I don't know if you can see them in the video, but they're freaking awesome. I love them. Probably 90% of my drip is either from Perihelion Design, and I know you're not going to be able to spell it. I'm saving. I love the jewelry maker. The name is terrible.
Or jewelry.
Go VT. To jewelryvt.com. Jewelryvt.com. So if you guys have been watching the channel for a while and you see all my jewelry and you love it, jewelryvt.com, which is Perihelion Design. Beautiful. A lot of it is even one of a kind because she'll go to antique stores or thrift stores or, you know, yard sales or whatever and find pieces and take the beads and repurpose them. So you might even get a one-of-a-kind design from jewelryvt.com. And everything is really reasonably priced. This is, just so you guys know, they're not sponsors. They're not sponsors of the channel, but I love their stuff. It's beautiful. So jewelryvt.com and GoshaMeyerJewelry.com. She makes beautiful gold jewelry, some gold and stuff. This has a little bit of silver in it, but I have a ton of her pieces. They hold up really beautifully. They stay nice. You get like little cleaning cloths and everything with your order, and everything is delicate and beautiful and feminine. So if you've ever watched the channel and you like my jewelry, jewelryvt.com and GoshaMeyerJewelry.com. Those are the 90% of my jewelry is from those two places.
Yeah.
So go check it out.
My jewelry is from Benjamin's Fine Beads.com, which is what this is right here.
So much for being a billionaire. Yeah. You know, not yet. Okay. I'm on my way.
No, she's talking to this. She's talking about the Trump thing.
Oh, right. Keeping my comments to myself.
Wild, wild stuff. But
keeping my comments to myself. I love it. I love it. Yeah. I love it. Okay, all right, y'all. So check out those jewelry places and do me a favor. Just tell them that if you do go and check it out, tell them that I sent you so that they know, and then maybe we will get a sponsor of the show. But I know that they're both on Instagram as well. So check out their website. Check out their gram. Love it.
Last wizard.
What's up, my man? Who's last wizard? Do I know who that is?
I don't think you would remember him.
I recognize his face.
Work together on something.
What's up, wizard? Love it. Love the engagement today, you guys.
Yeah. Oh, total side note. Yeah. Just what she's saying.
Oh, yeah.
We are open to looking into sponsorship now.
Oh, yeah.
Our YouTube numbers are growing. We're at 920 and some change.
Oh, yeah.
Our Anna Kasparian video went pretty viral. Yeah. It's still climbing. It's up to like 12,000 views. Go ahead and comment, like on that if you get a chance. It's like the number one video on our channel.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. So do that. And if you know anybody who's got a business and like to get a little sponsorship airtime,
hey,
let us know. Hit us up.
Yeah. This channel exists to create an engaged and informed electorate. You guys, I think the more we get the word out, the more we help people understand how the government works, what they can do to help themselves, and how to fight back, how to protect themselves. That's what this channel exists for. And so if you would be so kind, go ahead, like the video, share it with people, and subscribe to the channel. You guys, we're at 922 subscribers. When we hit 1,000, that it opens up all kinds of realms of possibility for this channel to grow, create more content. And as you know, we do a lot of comedic shorts. We have a couple of really good ideas for comedic shorts, and having some support to get that stuff edited, produced, and put out would be awesome. So Love you guys. See you Thursday. We're going to start at 10 o'clock on Thursday this week instead of earlier. So be on the lookout, y'all. Again, like, share, subscribe, and most importantly, share Generally Irritable. Talk to you later, guys.